Blog Talk Radio.
Hey Ralph, it's Matt. Are you on the line?
I am.
Good. Well, thank you
How
so much
you?
For. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. I was running late, ran out of one meeting, coming into your conference call, and then I couldn't get on. So, for some odd reason,
no
I don't
problem,
know why.
No problem.
Every time I would call, press one according to the calendar event, it would walk me off.
Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, it's funny. We've been using Blog Talk Radio now for about 8 years, and much like anything that's telecommunications-oriented, it's totally not perfect. So thanks for your patience on that. I appreciate that. So, yeah, I figured this could be short and sweet. So this is more of a prep call, if you will, for the actual podcast, and we'll use the same call-in line, you know, for whatever works for you in the next week or so to actually do the recording. But just wanted to see if, you know, the questions were okay by you. Are you comfortable with these? We can certainly change them and talk about really anything that you want to that's cyber-related, if you will.
Yeah, well, so the questions, they're kind of high-level, right? That's why I wanted to have this conversation with you. And maybe because really I could pick one of those and spend an hour talking about them, right?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to narrow down the scope. I'm clearly – you know, you know better than I as far as what interests your readers and listeners, I should say, and how you want to craft
yeah.
it. So, I mean, we could certainly talk, you know, about some of those.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
well,
I just wanted to, you know, hear from you as far as, you know, what you wanted to talk about specifically, because, I could talk to each of those subjects.
Yeah. No, that's a great challenge to have here. And how about we do something like this? I think the first question could be good, you know, the state of government cybersecurity right now. I think that could be a really good one. And maybe we can tailor it more to talk about just like your experiences and insights from what you have seen out there, you know, because you're the true thought leader in your role. You know, that's, I think, what people really want to hear. So maybe we skip a lot of like, you know, the best ways to leverage data analytic tools and such, and, you know,
yeah.
And again, I relook at these right now, and it's kind of boilerplatey, you know what I mean? Maybe we skip the boilerplate, start at a high level, and then you tell us, like, you know, what's Ralph's take on all this? What have you learned in your role? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to focus on risk management in a sense, because when you really, and I would go into some detail about security is all about risk management. In other words, you will never have enough resources, that's people and money, to do everything you want to do. So you have to pick and choose where you're going to, you know, throw time and effort at. So, and then we could drill down from there.
Perfect. Yeah, not having enough time and resources. So it really comes down to kind of managing your resources and priorities. Probably in a situation where I imagine, you know, being resource challenged is difficult. You know, if we had as many resources as possible in the cyber realm, then, you know, perhaps there wouldn't be such a challenge out there. That kind of stuff, maybe.
And you're always, obviously, we're always thrown different requirements, and now, as there's a new administration, we're also, they're throwing out some more or different requirements. So we have a challenge to meet some of those regulatory requirements too, right?
Yeah.
So.
Perfect. If you hear me clicking, I'm just taking notes here so I can kind of reframe
that's
these questions. That's perfect. And maybe we'll just keep it like three questions, you know, or four maybe. And that way you can just kind of go a little bit deeper where you want to. If we improvise a little bit, that's fine. Like if we go a different direction, I think that's always kind of nice too and great for our listeners as well. So how about I reframe these three or four questions, send them back to you, and then we can find a time in the next week or so to actually record, if that works for you.
Yeah, that'll work. I will tell you, I am going out on vacation on the 20th, which...
Thank God.
This time I'm going pretty far away. I'm going to Hawaii for a change. So I can also, you know, if we needed to talk after that, because I'm not sure how much is going to get done between now and then. How much, first of all, the question is, how much time do we have?
You know, typically we like to keep these podcasts about 10 to 15 minutes, kind of like a traditional radio segment interview. So it's pretty short and sweet. Which is kind of nice. So it's not too heavy lifting. You know, it's not a deep expose, if you will, or anything like that.
Okay. So 10 to 15 minutes is good.
Yeah. So and the 20th is next Thursday. Should we wait till you get back? And I guess that would probably push us into the early August time frame. That's fine. Whatever works for your schedule. We're just happy to have you on the line.
However, I'd like to start, believe it or not, if you give me the questions, I could start mapping things out, and I want to put things down on paper so it's a structured approach. I want to make sure I hit the key areas.
Perfect.
So why don't we do this, Matt? If you give me the questions, how about if we check in on Friday to see it? I mean, if you could get it to me by, like, leaving Thursday, I won't be able to put much time into it other than looking at the questions, and maybe – we could do this going back and forth via email, and I could start writing up some things just to give you a sense of what I would be talking about.
Okay.
At least that would help me frame, you know, my perspective.
Yeah, perfect, Ralph. That sounds great. So I'll get you the questions by Thursday. And then, yeah, whatever works for you in advance of your vacation, in terms of what you have, you can send back to me in terms of, you know, your thoughts about your responses. That's great. And then we can get something on the calendar. And I assume you're out, I assume, from like the 20th through the week of the 24th as well. Are you doing like one of these European vacations?
I'm going to Hawaii, so I'll be out through the 30th, which is kind of long. So now I do need to mention that I do have approval from my general counsel's office, but they need to look at the final product before it goes out.
Okay.
And I don't know if we can do it via transcript. So that's why it's easier for me if I write it down. I could give them at least a transcript of that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. If that's easiest for you.
Or the actual podcast, you know, before you distribute it.
Yeah, because what we do is we record it on Blog Talk Radio, where we're talking right now, and I can send you the link of the actual recording to Blog Talk Radio. So literally your general counsel just clicks on the link, hit the play button, and then they can listen to it. So maybe that could be a good backup.
Obviously, I'd like
too.
To listen to it too. And I don't know what kind of editing capabilities you folks have, if I have to change something, but
we do. We definitely do. You know, for example, while we record it, if you say something that you didn't want to say, you can stop and say, oh, man, Matt, can I repeat that answer again? You can repeat, and we can slice and dice, and we're pretty flexible with that.
Yeah, I figured you might be, but I thought I'd ask. Okay. All right, so we have a good approach, right? You'll send me the questions. I'll come back.
Yep.
I don't know if I'll be able to do this by Friday, but I'd like to start crafting and putting my thoughts down on paper and talk about some of the things I would be addressing because I do want to make sure I hit the key points and stuff. So when you say the questions, what the government is doing to stay ahead of the cybersecurity curve, but I want to focus on risk management and cybersecurity because the two go kind of hand in hand. And that's more of, I would certainly characterize that up front and say, use those exact words, really. Security is all about risk management. I don't think I'm going to talk really much about data analytics. But, I certainly could. I think there's a role for analytics, especially when it comes to situational awareness, and that certainly ties back into the previous one because you're using all these tools to leverage what's going on, on your network, right? So if you're seeing something suspicious, you're seeing different analytics from different tools, you're synthesizing that information, it gets rolled up, and it helps you build a picture of your situational awareness to see if anything is going on.
So. Yep, got it. Perfect. All right. All right, Ralph, I think we're good. I'll get you these questions by Thursday. We'll keep it short and sweet, 3 or 4 questions. We might not touch the analytics, see how it goes, but we'll definitely focus on the risk management in cyber. That'd be perfect.
Well, if you want to, you could throw out some more questions too, and then we could play it by ear whether we could hit some.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll have just some backup ones, if backup questions.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, Ralph, well, thank you for 15 minutes of your time today, and I look forward to connecting later this week and really, really appreciate you willing to do this and also getting approval from your general counsel. I know that's never really an easy thing, so thank you so much for all your effort on this.
Okay, do you want to do this? Do you want to set a quick time on Friday to chat just to check in?
Yeah, that sounds good. Let me check.
I'm asking you that.
Yeah, I don't think we might not need it. Do you know what I mean? At this point, I think we could probably do most of it via email. From our end, as long as we have the kind of questions locked in, we're usually pretty flexible and easy, But if you wanted to talk through something again, I'm cool with that too.
Yeah, that's fine. That'll work.
All right. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks again, and we'll be back in touch, and look forward to actually doing the interview. This is really great stuff.
Great. Thank you very much, Matt. Take care.
Thanks, Ralph. You too. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.